Well, we're back at the live room, and it's Mean Mary, and the CD is blazing. But you've had quite a tour, haven't you, so far? I think this is the 32nd, is it? Or
That sounds about right. We've got this is 8 shows to go. We started with 42, and 7 countries, and we're pretty pooped. Traveling, brother sister on the road can be quite exhausting.
Yeah, so you must get on. You said in the sound check there that you were shouting at him for driving. Does he do all the driving?
No. Actually, he's a good backseat driver. So that's why I shout at him. No, we've been sharing the driving. This is my third tour actually in England. So I'm more used to driving on the wrong side of the road, as I say. But we've been sharing the driving chores on this trip. So it's better when he drives, because then I don't have to listen to him backseat drive as I drive. So
we're guessing that you must have been to Yorkshire before because of the link with Eagle Music and the banjo, but have you performed in Yorkshire before?
I've been in the area, so I've been on what is Yorkshire County include, but I think I have.
At least on this tour, we think that we're your only Yorkshire gig.
Oh, okay.
Which is good.
Well, good. It's good to be here then. Yes, Eagle Music is a shop has been great, great. Love those folks.
Yes, it's nice to hear that Huddersfield is so up in the music business there.
Yes.
We have interviewed people who came from Kalamazoo.
Oh.
So if we can put Huddersfield on the same marker as Kalamazoo and National Guitars and things, I'm good.
That's right. Yes, yeah. Excellent. This is the third time that they've been generous enough to loan all our instruments, and I endorse Deering Banjos, and of course they're a big provider of Deering Banjos here in the UK. So I had that little hookup, and it's been great because it's too hard to fly with instruments and gear and everything, especially multiple instruments. So very grateful for that.
We love doing these interviews because we learn things, and that makes the connection for me, because we didn't know about Eagle Music, and yet I'd heard of Deering, but I didn't realize that they were so strongly connected with Eagle Music as their European representatives. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if you can actually have a loan of instruments when you're traveling, that's perfect.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah. Like I said, I travel in the States. I have so much gear with me. I play foot percussion while I play, and then the guitar, banjo, and fiddle. And then, of course, Frank's got his guitar. And, you just can't bring all that really over here conveniently without paying a fortune or whatever. So they've been really great that way. Frank plays a 12-string, and I've got, the banjo. And so it's been great. The only thing I travel with is my fiddle, which is my $100 pawn shop fiddle, I call it. And I can take that on the plane, and it's world-weary fiddle over there. It still plays great, yes.
What about merchandise? Because that's the other headache, isn't it, carrying CDs and et cetera.
Yes, that is a pain. But I usually ship them in advance. I have friends over here that I can ship them to and ship boxes. So I actually ran out of merchandise after the Czech Republic. I had a show in Germany, and I had ran out of a ton of stuff, so I actually had it shipped to friends in France right before I hit the gig in France. So that worked out really, really good. But that's a good thing to have more shipped over here. There's so many little expenses that, traveling overseas, it's so different than you got to consider it all. And since I handle all of my own booking and everything, it's very, just before I even tour, I'm already exhausted from all the planning, so.
Yes. And you've been doing it for quite a long time as well. And so when do you get a chance to write the stuff?
Well, that's a good question. Some people kind of have this glamorous idea that while you're traveling, in between shows, you're sitting back writing, new songs. And I think, obviously all the experiences on the trip turn into songs, or just, things that you experience, people you meet, emotions and stuff that you you take with you. But when I'm touring, I never have. Mm. It's very rarely do I have any days off where I can just unwind and kind of write creatively. So in the States, sometimes I can get ideas because when I'm driving, it's more of a set the cruise control and, you know, go a long distance. But here in Europe and stuff, obviously driving's a little bit more, you got to be a little more aware. So I've tried to sit down and write a little bit and get some ideas started, but I'll have to wait till I get back home and have a couple cups of coffee and sit on the couch for a couple days.
People know you all the time about the writing partnership with your mother, and
yes.
the song lyrics and books, mm-hmm. and that seems to have developed incredibly well. Do you have a pattern for how it emerges, or is it random?
that's kind of, again, she tours with me a lot. She's actually been twice here to England, and then she couldn't make it for the full trip, so, you know, I'm stuck with my brother. But no, we do videography, like my YouTube video. She does all the videography on that, and then we co-write the books and we co-write the songs, so we have really good relationship. So when I travel in the States, we work out a lot of the ideas in the book writing when we're driving along, and then we, you know, we talk constantly and flush out characters, just have ideas for scenes, and she does most of the hard work on the book writing. I'm more of a songwriter. I'm like a one page and I'm done, yay. And she's we flush out all the ideas and go back and forth. It's really a good relationship because we have we both are similar, but we see different things that the other one doesn't see. So we can kind of like, hey, you know, this part of the book needs this, and, you know, and then it's like, oh yeah, I see that. So I mean, we have that good kind of relationship where we think alike, but where one has a shortcoming for a second, the other one kind of sees it. At least it feels that way. Mm-hmm. It's probably mostly me with the shortcomings there, but.
And you write with Frank also with the song lyrics, if not else?
No, Frank actually doesn't. He's written songs in the past, but he won't let me play them. When we were kids, he had some songs, and we've done some composing and music wise, not lyric, but Sparrow and the Hawk is a duet that I play with him, and it's a kind of a more of a classical feel to it, and we work that together. So more arrangements and music than lyrics.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's nice seeing the James Authors website mentioning the three, Jean James, Mary James, Frank James. That's great. Uh-huh. And I noticed the TV bit of that and your Never Ending Street series has been going quite a while, I guess.
It has. That I've been so busy. It's been a while since I've made a new episode. But that started years back doing a variety TV show in Nashville, just having guests on, and then it turned more into, so I was touring so much, it turned into more of a life on the road of a musician. But now this musician's life has gotten a little crazy, so we concentrate mostly these days on just getting new videos up on YouTube, because my YouTube channel's kind of taken off a bit. So that's right. Good.
A number of musicians from Nashville this year, more than in past years, so we get the sense of a very strong, not just music scene, but kind of friendship and collaboration scene. And do you find that when you're home? Do you have time to meet other people and do stuff? People.
Yeah, I have friends in Nashville, not as many musician friends as you would think, of course, but Nashville's a great, great, especially for people that like to co-write and work with other, and people that are interested, obviously, in a career of writing songs for country music artists. But there's so many different types of musicians, and it's changed so much that there is definitely a melting pot of music genres now, not just country, but it's got all these different things coming, rock to bluegrass, all that. But I find Nashville is the musicians that are really cool, that are honest and friendly, and then there's the other musicians that want to stab you in the back, or they smile at you while they stab you in the back. So you got to be careful in Nashville. It's got that mixture of really great people that are honest, and then the ambitious, just want to get ahead no matter what kind of folks. But that's in any business, or any entertainment business especially.
We see on the Blazing CD that you've got a track that you play with the Contraries, so you do a fair bit of performing with them, those guys?
It's a new project. I have a band project, and next year I'll have the full band album, because I've always played electric instruments as well, and the last many years I've been doing acoustic albums with just a little touch of electric here and there. So this is kind of an opportunity to, I have an electric banjo that's the Deering Crossfire, and I play electric guitar, so it's a little more rock and roll. It's still got that Americana feel to it, but this is a new project, and I usually only play with them in Nashville. We haven't really been on the road touring, so we've just been working things out. So I've known the guys for a while, but we're kind of a new band.
Yeah.
And I suppose we're always interested to know how you see or feel your music fitting in alongside the work of others, and also in the way the national and international spirit is, because many of us feel things are pretty down and pretty conflicted at the moment. Uh-huh. So do you feel that you're able to in some way lift people or encourage or challenge through music?
Definitely. You know, I've always been an upbeat, optimistic person, and I guess banjo is kind of a happy instrument too there. So I feel good when people are telling me that they come to a show or it makes them happy, or when they watch a video, because we do a lot of funny videos as well. I think it makes the emotional part stronger, but the fact that they seem like they're inspired or happy after performance is a good feeling. So I kind of think of myself more as not somebody who's going to go in there and do a lot of political songs or anything, but just let's just get away from it all and just remember that we're all human beings, and we all pretty much have the same feelings and, you know, emotions, and we can just sit and hear music and love each other and all that all that cheesy stuff. So yeah, that's kind of my message.
Yeah. You've shown everybody who hears you what you can do when music has been your life from being very young. Mm-hmm. So it's something you'd advocate for others to be that driven and inspired by it for your whole life?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've had a great I had a great childhood playing music, you know, and I think I see so many people that it brings so much joy to them to play music, whether they're young or old. I get some people that are 80 years old say, I just started playing banjo and I'm so happy to do it. You know, anything that makes you happy like that is a great thing. So I'm just thankful I can make a career out of it, you know, and make enough money to keep doing it.
Well, we're looking forward to a very cheerful night then. Oh. And if the energy you've got, so you and Frank have got after driving up from London, is anything to go by, we'll be all feeling better by the end of the night.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you all. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, great.